Well, I'm looking forward to June. Dawn, a lady in Australia in Melbourne, is going to fly over here, and one of her suitcases is going to be full of just one thing, a large quilt that she wants to bring over for me to bless. She enjoys having her quilts blessed, and we'll be doing that in June. This is Stories and Stuff, and I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. It was 1963 when I learned something that teachers could do that I never knew a teacher ever did. Well, actually, way back in first grade, I asked one of the kids, "Do teachers pee?" And the kid said, "Well, I don't think so. I know people do, but I don't think teachers do." Well, when I got into 10th grade in 1963, we had a really, really nice teacher. She's the one that encouraged me to take algebra, and I said, "Well, if I flunk the first 6 weeks, then I get to drop out." She said, "Well, okay." Well, I surprised myself and got an A the first 6 weeks, so I didn't drop out. But she was always encouraging me. Well, there was one Friday afternoon, though, when she did something I never knew a teacher could do. It all started when I was getting out of civics class and going back to Miss Drinkon's home room, the one that I'm going to talk about. On the way out of civics class, the hall, the talk was very differently. Everybody was sort of talking at once, and it was sort of soft and different sounding. And I heard one say, "Yeah, people prophesied that it would happen again every 20 years." And I said, "What's every 20 years?" And yeah, somebody said it was going to happen, and they were kind of talking almost in whispers, but everybody was sort of talking to each other and everything. And when I got into the home room, the PA system was on with the radio. That only happened like when an astronaut went up or something. They would put that on from the radio. And what was going on? I was almost afraid to ask. The feeling in the room was kind of spooky. And one of the kids said, "The president's been shot, and he's real sick. They got him, take him to the hospital." It was about a little after 2 on that Friday, November 22nd, and 2:15 actually. We were in the home room, and they had it. Heard things like Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas, and I just remember these fragments. And all of a sudden, on the radio, we heard the words, "The president is dead." And just there was a couple seconds of silence, and Nancy West in our class, a kid that won awards and stuff in French, she burst out crying. And I could expect it from her. She was very sensitive and stuff, but all of a sudden, Miss Drinkon came over and was hugging us, and she burst out crying. And we all walked up to her desk,